Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dana Pendergast with you on a Monday. All right, Jonathan Alexander, who covers the Texans beat for the Chronicle, does a really nice job. He's got an article up that says, just went up this morning, Houston Texans plans for world-class headquarters moving fast and decision on site could be soon. So if we're just reading the headline, then I read that headline and say, all right, well, this is happening. If you're making a decision on where to put something, that means this something is going to exist. And I don't think that's a big surprise. The Texans seem very motivated to move their headquarters and their practice facility somewhere where, A, it's, you know, could be somewhere out there in the suburbs, might still be near NRG, we'll see. But the opportunity, Seth, to not only have the practice facility, but also to have your headquarters somewhere where there's not so much traffic like NRG Stadium, where you got the non-players, like the regular workers coming in to do their jobs, the office staff and sales and accounting and the executives and everything else, and they're dealing with stadium-type stuff, the rodeo, you know, graduations, in-season stuff, you know. So the motivation is there to do that. And then, obviously, from there, and we'll read what Jonathan says here in a second, but the opportunity to have not only the team headquarters, but also some other revenue generators around it. And entertainment
facilities and retail and what have you. Yeah. Like the Star up there in Dallas. I think, they have – and basically what Mike Tomlin said was – it sounds like, from what Mike Tomlin said, that they put this out there and they've been getting a lot of interest from people that have ideas about what they could do. So, yeah. Including potential tax breaks from various counties.
I'll have the quote here from Mike Tomlin, but Jonathan says, a decision on where the team could build its new headquarters could come fairly soon as talks with interested parties have sped up in recent weeks. The talks have elevated so quickly and faster than expected that Mike Tomlin has reorganized some of his staff recently to focus specifically on the project full-time. That's interesting. Here's a quote from Tomlin to the Chronicle. We've had a number of suitors proactively reach out to us on different options that were really focused on us moving our headquarters and training facility to their respective spaces. They've gotten mature enough that it has become apparent to us that we need to get prepared to take advantage of something this significant. So
I think the interesting thing about this is it doesn't affect the current state of how the fans interact with the team, and that people, by and large, unless they're going to the Texans team store, don't really have a lot of reason to go down to the stadium or the headquarters for anything other than training camp.
Yeah.
Where it might be fun is if you do something like the Star up there, where Dallas and the Cowboys can do things that no, very few other teams in the NFL could do, but they created a destination almost. And you know, they've got a gym up there, which the players annoyingly, it sounds like the players have to actually like share the gym space with customers. I don't want that situation.
No, at all.
I don't want it to be a zoo-like environment. But you can kind of integrate the fan experience into something you'd actually want to go to, various restaurants and what have you. Is there a Biggio style, like Andre Johnson steakhouse on site?
Yeah, that would be cool. JJ Watt, cool. Whatever the case may be. I do think if they do this, then now you've got a great place to do watch parties for road games and home games for that matter, for people that can't go to home games. You know, you see all these cities. You see it a lot during, like, the basketball playoffs. You know, people lined up in the streets at some sort of outdoor. You see it in NFL, too. Kansas City has some big open outdoor area where all the Chiefs fans that can't go to the game or can't travel to the game, they watch it out there. Houston doesn't really have anything like that on game day. I think an area like this would be great for that. You've got your place to do your draft party every year now as well. You know, your draft party will be at that entertainment district, I would imagine, every single year. There is a lot. It's not just the conventional business that you can do there with restaurants and bars. It really does open up things that the team can do for fans and connect with the fans on a greater basis.
Now I'm having fantasies, because remember how excited I got when we first found out that Jim Crane was doing something that I like to call the Astropolis.
I do, yeah.
Which is condos and retail and everything right down there. I suggested a retirement home. Can you imagine? It's nothing better in your retirement than having, you know, having 81 games like right out your back door from the retirement home that's up there over the Crawford boxes.
You suggested not just a retirement home in the area of the ballpark, a retirement home
ballpark
attached to the ballpark.
Yes. Like an extension, a vertical extension of the Crawford boxes.
Do a solid for the elders, for the senior citizens in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Don't do them a solid. Charge them an arm and a leg.
Oh,
it's going to be because it's true. 81 games a year you get to sit and watch right out your back porch of your condo.
Maybe we could keep some of these free agents if we attached a retirement home to Daikin Park.
But that kind of I'm going into my commercial real estate mode. There aren't a lot of hotels real close to the stadium or within walking distance. Mm-hmm. There's the one down there on the corner. There's a couple smaller ones right there off of Main Street in Kirby. There's the one down there at the corner of Kirby and 610.
Oh.
But yeah, to have no, of course, this is at the headquarters, so it wouldn't be on game day. Never mind. I take that
No,
back.
But I think there'd be a hotel. I think it would be an upscale. Like the Marriott Marquis kind of thing.
It's what they've done with a lot of retail in the last couple decades, these city center type things, mm-hmm. like Memorial City Center, and where you create this little city street type environment.
Yeah.
And you have all those things, but you also have the Texans team headquarters there.
I could see where, I know, depending on where it is, I could see that being something where the opposing team would come in and stay at that hotel if there's a hotel at that area there. You know, like a lot of times the opposing teams in the NBA come in and stay at Tillman's Hotel over there at the Post Oak. I could totally see that. Jonathan says this in the article, the headquarters, and I think this is an important distinction, because there's probably some people listening that haven't been completely plugged into this story. And it's like, huh, they're already going to be coming to us looking for money for a new stadium in a few years. And now they want us to build this headquarters. No, this would be paid for by the Texans. But as Seth pointed out a few minutes ago, it could include tax breaks and other incentives from whatever county it ends up in. Harris County is trying to keep the Texans headquarters in Harris County. The county has several acres at NRG Park, where the Texans could build a facility and revitalize that area of town. It could complement potential renovations at NRG Stadium, which the County Texans and the Rodeo are also currently exploring within their lease negotiations. I do wonder that. I wonder what the appetite is to have this new headquarters facility near the stadium, or have it be its own entity and just get away from all the clutter of being near a stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
I don't know.
All of the ingress egress issues and everything. Like that whole area right there is harder to develop than some vast swath of one of the suburbs.
That's right.
And just like look at Pearland and the way it is now.
Yes.
Versus what it was when I first got to Houston, which was still like, hey, you should go live in Pearland. Like, all right, I see a lot of houses. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And now you look at it and like, oh, there's a boatload of stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's just a lot easier to lay everything out from a planning perspective.
Yep.
Then to try to shoehorn it all into NRG.
Yep. So Jonathan's got that article up. You can go get all the details there on HoustonChronicle.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steven Adams is back with the Houston Rockets. 3 years, $39 million, fully guaranteed, no option year. So this is a meat and potatoes, no frills, no smoke and mirrors contract. Steven Adams, an aging player, is going to be back. 3 years, $39 million. Now, if you get out of Steven Adams over those 3 years, what you got out of him when healthy this past season, this is a really good signing for the team. Here is Raphael Stone. This was actually him sitting down, the GM of the Rockets, sitting down with Vanessa Richardson before this past season. So keep in mind, Steven Adams, they traded for him at the trade deadline back in the 23-24 season. And then he got healthy. The team allowed him to get healthy, phased him back in. I think that probably did not go unnoticed by Steven Adams, is that he did get really good treatment by this team as he was coming back from that injury. But this was what Raphael Stone was expecting out of Steven Adams going into this past season.
Bona fide pro, Steven Adams. What do you want to see from Steven, and what do you think he will add next season?
I just want Steven to be Steven, yeah. And I think he's going to be Steven. I think he's going to get every rebound, or if he doesn't, he'll just block out the entire team so that somebody can let it bounce on the floor five times, and then he'd pick it up. We're looking forward to him being him. He's already been around the team enough so that his personality is something I'm looking forward to enjoying 24/7. And then his physicality and force on the court is something that is not really replicated in the NBA. And we feel like we're lucky to have him.
Yeah.
The one thing about, one of his potential weaknesses is still a little bit of a strategic strength in that, you know, he didn't play back-to-back games versus the regular season, but that was also still coming off that injury. And he was playing 20-plus minutes per night when he did, at the end of the season in the playoffs. But that you don't necessarily want to use that double big lineup all that frequently, and it needs to be something. It's so effective, but you can only use it so much. So it's not like I need to see them playing that lineup on back-to-back games during the season or anything like that. You can manage his age and his injury history and everything and still get the same thing that you got from him this year.
There were vast swaths of the postseason in that series with the Warriors. I think to the surprise of some. I think there were a lot of people that were dubious that big lineup would work against the Warriors just by virtue of the way the Warriors play, but it worked really well. There were a lot of times in that series, Seth, where the best thing they had going was Şengün and Steven Adams on the floor at the same time. So at least you have that available to you now.
And meanwhile, Kevin Durant, who would be a bit more of a marquee signing, prefers three teams: the Rockets, the Spurs, or the Heat.
Yes.
So it's one of those three teams is what Kevin Durant wants, plus a new contract. Of course.
Plus a new contract. So this would obviously be a trade. And it seems to be, I don't know, just based on the chatter, like there's been more chatter about a Kevin Durant trade in the last 2 days than there's been the last 2 months combined. Like for whatever reason, it picked up steam this weekend. That could be coming from Durant's side because he wants to, you know, let's get going and get something done.
Yeah, let's get this going. And especially if he does want that contract or a new contract, that's not something the teams can just decide to do all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I think Kelly Eco throws a lot of water on people that are trying to report whether the Suns are more desperate than the Rockets or whether they've even talked or what have you. Kelly Eco from The Athletic says they've been in contact for over a year or a year on just some kind of a potential Durant transaction. Mm-hmm. It's just that the Rockets are not as desperate as the Suns are. If the Rockets could do it their way, it would be nothing but draft picks. If the Suns could do it their way, yeah, we'd love to get some of our picks back, but also give me a couple of those players you got, those young core players.
The Suns want to stay competitive.
Yeah.
They want to trade Kevin Durant, and they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to trade their best player, and I think that's the thing that gets lost in the wash sometimes with emotional fans here that just don't want anything to do with Durant because of the extra that he comes with, or is perceived to come with at least, is that he is still an elite scorer. 25 points a game, 50% shooting, 40% from the field, 40% from three. He exceeded all of those last year, and he's done it the last 3 years, and he's the only player in NBA history to do that 3 years in a row. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting off the dribble. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting mid-range jumpers. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting jump shots, period. And these are all stats. It's just pure field goal percentage. This is not subjective and me saying something and throwing it against the wall. Kevin Durant at age 36 is still elite at the exact things that the Rockets need right now. This would not be strengthening a strength. This would be taking your Achilles heel, and for at least the next couple of years, because I do think wherever he goes, he's going to get some sort of extension with this. This is taking what was probably the main reason you got knocked out in 7 games, half-court offense and your inability to knock down shots and the lack of a go-to scorer at the end of close games. Or true go-to guy. All due respect to Alperen Şengün and whatnot. Like, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest go-to guys in the history of the sport. He scratches you right where you itch right now.
It's interesting. The dynamic that intrigues me is that Brian Gregory is the Suns' new GM, and he's an in-house promotion, just like Raphael Stone was, but he's been the GM since early May, I think. So whatever the discussions were beforehand, Brian Gregory was a part of or privy to it, but now he's running the show, and I wonder how much things have kind of shifted since then, and Raphael Stone has to like start the gamesmanship all over again on a new clock when you got a new GM.
It's like,
you know, like, so like, hey, that old deal, that's off the table or whatever.
That's a sales thing. Like when you're working on a deal, like in sales, and you've been working on it for months, and then the guy or gal you're working with leaves for another job, and you're like, oh, I had this thing down to the 5-yard line. I gotta reposition and resell this entire thing. You're right.
Yeah.
That is,
and it's not a complete, like, James Jones, the old GM, is still a senior advisor. So, but still, Brian Gregory, new GM, doesn't want to whiff on his first huge transaction.
Yeah.
And there might be a part of it where, it could possibly be that maybe they felt like we were pretty close to something. And then, but now Brian Gregory's like, hey, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I hate Brian Gregory. I don't know a damn thing about him. Other than he's got two first names.
But I hate him. Yeah, well, that's enough. All right, 713-572-4610. Speaking of trades, you get traded. Do you change? You know, sometimes guys get traded because they're just not vibing with their current team. Can you change? The Rafael Devers trade begs that question, as does a trade that the Texans made this past offseason. We've got the audio that maybe there is no change. We've got that for you. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.